Hi, my name is Candace, and I've been viewing and thinking about Alexander Calder's work, Little Blue Oval, for a couple of months now.
And my name is Taylor, and I'm viewing this work for the first time.
Even though we are looking at still images of this work, the fins hanging from the wire oscillate like a mobile.
That was actually the first thing I noticed about this work, the way in which the fins move in a wave-like motion. They seem to be floating.
This is just what Calder wants to achieve, the sense that the fins are floating in space.
But they aren't completely floating in space. There's a black wire holding the fins up in the air.
That's true. Calder believed that the closest way to make the fins appear to be floating was by means of a cantilever. The large red fin on the right acts as a weight to push the smaller fins on the other side into the air.
I noticed that when the work moves, the small fins move one way, while the large red one moves the opposite way.
And that's not the only disparity between the small fins and the big one. The smaller fins have sharp, angular edges, and the big one, soft, rounded edges. Also, as the fins get further and further away from the big red one, the colors become more contrasting from it. Now let's look at another view. Notice how the smaller fins can also move almost in a complete circle.
They actually do have a lot of mobility compared to the big red one, which can only go back and forth and up and down.
If Calder wanted to create the illusion of fins floating in the air, could he have done that without the big red fin to counterbalance the others?
Not in this work. However, I have seen some of Calder's other works, and a lot of them are hanging from the ceiling, and therefore don't need a cantilever or a stand like this one in order to make the fins look like they are floating.
Exactly, which is why the context in which the work was made becomes important to understanding it. Little Blue Oval was created specifically for a woman named Monowee Allen Richards to sit on her coffee table.
I see. So Calder had to create a work that could sit on her table, which is why it has a stand, obviously.
Right, and it's also why it's of such a small scale.
I'm also interested in how this work changes as it moves.
It changes the way the work looks, and you don't even need to change your perspective.
That's really interesting. So with that said, the air, wind, and space around the work must play a large role in the work as a whole.
It does, and Calder was interested in exploring this concept. He called the space that surrounds the work the universe, and when he created his mobiles, he was interested in how his creations created negative spaces on their own.
But these negative spaces change, of course, because the mobile is also changing.
It's almost like each view is a snapshot of time, and all the snapshots are strung together into one continuous moment.
It's even better than snapshots, though, because you are watching it move in real time, just as you would watch anything else move. It's not an illusion of movement like how an animated film strings together snapshots. It's actual movement. It's the real thing.
So it would seem that Calder achieved what many avant-garde artists before him attempted to achieve, to combine multiple perspectives and moments in time into one work of art.